Beneath These Stones by Anne Granger, read by Bill Wallace.
"Sorry to be a bit on the late side," said George Biddock. "I had to go and visit my old auntie. She's over 90, you know. Bit deaf and legs not too good, but wonderful bright."
"I understand," said Meredith Mitchell, glancing obviously at her wristwatch. "Yes, a marvellous age. I did tell you, Mr. Biddock, I had to catch a train this morning."
"Well, off you go then, my duck," returned George amiably, "and get your train."
He made catching trains sound like an eccentric hobby.
"I got your little drawing here and all my measurements."
To prove it, he took it from his pocket, much crumpled, and with curious marks in blue pencil all over it. They were standing by the front door of Meredith's end of terrace cottage. George sucked his teeth and gazed appraisingly at the frontage in a professional manner as he tucked the plan back in his pocket. Meredith suspected there it would remain until the job was finished. She gazed speculatively at George and wondered whether engaging Mr. Biddock to build a small porch had been the right decision. The builder was a local man. Bamford people, when they heard someone wanted a small job done, invariably advised, "You need George Biddock for that." The idea that someone might not ask George was seen as an affront to local pride. When Meredith had mentioned to her neighbour, Mrs. Crouch, that she was thinking of having a small porch added to her modest house, she was, predictably, recommended to get hold of George.
"He'll fix that up for you in no time."
What was more, Mrs. Crouch had George's phone number written in wax crayon on a laminated cardboard owl in her kitchen. After that, the die was cast. George Biddock it had to be. So it had come about that Meredith had arranged to arrive late at her Foreign Office desk today in order to wait for George. There were last-minute details to settle before she went off to catch the London train, and George set about constructing the porch. He had delivered the wood and some bags of cement the evening before on an elderly rattling truck. The wood lay in unsawn lengths at the side of the path. The cement bags were decently shrouded in a plastic sheet. The porch had seemed like a very good idea. The hall was draughty. A porch would, Meredith hoped, lead to lower heating bills. Moreover, anyone standing at the front door in inclement weather got wet through. Meredith, after getting soaked while hunting for her key throughout the winter, had decided that enough was enough and come spring something would have to be done. George had received the commission with the words,
"Ah, Doris Crouch said you was wanting a rustic porch."
So it was a good job I asked him, thought Meredith, realising Bush Telegraph had got there before her.